Hail to you, our King, obedient to the Father. You are led to your crucifixion like a gentle lamb to the slaughter. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, the son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. I am a big fan of the actor Denzel Washington. And recently, I love watching Ryan Reynolds too. So when I heard they had both starred in a movie called Safe House, I knew I would love watching it, and I had to see it. The plot revolves around Reynolds, who plays a low-level CIA agent named Matt Weston, guarding a safe house in Cape Town, South Africa. Suddenly, he finds himself saddled with a CIA operative who has betrayed the agency, played by Denzel Washington, named Tobin Frost. As they run for their lives from both the agency and assassins, Reynolds is manipulated by Denzel, and he doesn't know who to believe, the betrayer or his bosses. In the penultimate scene, Frost is fatally shot and says these profound words to young Weston. Gasping for air, he whispers, "You're a good man, Matthew. You know what you are? I know what you are. You're better than me. Be better than me." In that unforgettable scene, Tobin both regrets all the mistakes he has made and he hopes for a better life and better career for Weston. Those words touch something very deep in me, and probably in everyone else who watched the movie. Only Denzel can make a bad guy look so good. In the gospel today, the apostles are also wondering what to make of another betrayer. They are saddled with, namely, Judas, and whether or not to trust him. There are at least three theories explaining why Judas betrayed Jesus. First of all, it may have been for money. After all, the Jewish leaders bribed Judas with 30 pieces of silver to hand over the Holy One. Secondly, it may have been because Jesus was not a military Messiah, as Judas and other zealots had hoped. And thirdly, Archbishop Fulton Sheen argued that Judas betrayed Jesus because he did not believe in the Eucharist. At the end of John chapter 6, after Jesus explained the Eucharistic exigency to eat his body and drink his blood, we read, "Jesus answered them, 'Did I not choose you 12? Yet one of you is a devil.'" He was referring to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. It was he who would betray him, one of the 12. But I would suggest to you that in spite of all the damning evidence, if there was one thing Judas could have said with his last breath, he would have whispered to the other 11 apostles, "You know what you are. I know what you are. You're better than me. Be better than me." Now, I'm not saying that Judas made it to heaven or even to purgatory, but it is undeniable that the church has never declared that any one single individual by name is in hell. Who is so wise as to know the final state of Judas' soul as he hung himself from that tree? Is it impossible to imagine his final thoughts were also regrets for his mistakes, colossal as they were, and hope for a better future for his friends? Maybe if Denzel Washington played Judas, he could make that bad guy look good too. My friends, let me invite you to meditate and mull over these wise words, "Be better than me." Anyone who has ever had progeny, children, or pupils, students, or players, football or basketball, has felt the force of those words, "Be better than me." When I think of the many associate priests who I have had the privilege and the pleasure to mentor, all I hope for them is summed up in the words, "Be better than me." That's what I hope for Father Stephen, and what I hoped for Father Andrew and Father Pius and Father Shantiraj, and for so many more. Those words give me a sense of my own sins and my hope for a better priesthood for each of them. Doesn't every parent feel that desire with their children and grandchildren? My parents made so many sacrifices to come to this country. Why? Wasn't it also, in a sense, to give us greater opportunities than they had? College, careers. Behind their sacrifices, I can hear them whispering, "Be better than me." honest and humble parents acknowledge they are not perfect parents, and they hope for a better future for their children. A couple of weeks ago, Pope Benedict broke his silence and weighed in on the clergy sexual abuse crisis. He had a lot of insightful comments about the crisis. But he also implicitly admitted that his pontificate had not been perfect. And he wanted something better for Pope Francis and the Church. Among all the other great things the Pope Emeritus said, I heard him saying, "Be better than me." Yesterday, a friend of mine asked me what would be a good quotation from Scripture to put on a cemetery headstone. I suggested a couple of verses that came to mind. Maybe on my own headstone, someone could write these profound words: "Be better than me." Maybe that's what we should write on Judas Iscariot's grave as well. Praised be Jesus Christ.